The Ladbrokes Tasmanian Summer of Racing has got underway, but it's unlike any other racing season we've seen. It's a lot about that's being said about 2020, isn't it? But this is a good thing that's different, because this year, for the first time ever, it's included all three codes, greyhounds, harness racing, and there's a lot going on. It started a week or two ago. Of course, we've got the Sheffield Cup at Sprayton tomorrow as part of that. The CEO of Tas Racing is Paul Erickson, who joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. For me, it always seemed a no-brainer. I'm glad that you've decided to do this, because I know sometimes harness racing and greyhounds, they consider themselves the poor cousins to thoroughbred racing, but I think it's a great thing to have all the codes coming in now to what is a very exciting summer season.
Absolutely. For us, it's about making it a carnival across all three codes, well, almost like a rolling event. So it doesn't matter what the code is. Each one is a serious event, and it shows a bit of unity between the codes. So we think it's the right time and the right thing to do. We have high quality racing across all three codes over this summer carnival. So it's just going to be brilliant.
As I mentioned, we've got the Sheffield Cup tomorrow. The Devonport Cup, Ladbrokes Devonport Cup, is on January the 6th. The Harness Racing Cup is on the 17th of January. And the Burnie Harness Racing Cup on the 31st. Normally, Burnie goes before Devonport, so that'll be interesting. And King Island, of course, they have combined events of harness racing and thoroughbreds. They've already started their season as well. And combined codes is something that we're going to see a bit more of, in fact, because also the final event on the calendar for the summer series will be a combined greyhound and harness racing event at Devonport.
Yes, so we're finding that the dual codes are very successful, and it is. It merges the, you know, it's just racing people coming together. They love all their racing, whether it be greyhound or harness, and the participants enjoy it, and it becomes a real carnival or festival day. Just adds a lot more entertainment to it, which is really what we want to see. We want to get solid entertainment back at the tracks and attract the people back to the tracks. It's been a damn tough year for everyone.
It has, yeah.
And to see, you know, the level of racing, the quality of racing that we have, it'll be, the next few months will be excellent out on the track, no matter what code you come and watch.
One of the promotions, and again it's going across all codes, is the VIP rewards, where patrons can win a $7,000 Tassie holiday, luxury Tassie holiday, and this is done online. People can register for this, and you actually get points for turning up to a meeting, and it all sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, it is. We're trying to, it's challenging times getting people to the track. There are limitations. And if you can't get to the track, engage digitally. We've got Tas Racing TV. You register in the Summer of Racing VIP reward scheme. You'll get exclusive access to the Tas Racing TV live coverage, behind-the-scenes interviews and special race day coverage. You get generate rewards points. There's a huge range of products and experiences, and you're in the chance to win a $7,000 luxury Tassie holiday. And, you know, that's important with Tassie racing supporting other Tassie business ventures.
Yeah, a lot of sports do that sort of thing now, and it's good to see racing in Tasmania getting on board with that. And some great news yesterday, Paul. The government announced that they're going to bump up prize winners and stakes from 6%. 6% was announced in August, but there's another increase coming up in February next year.
Yes, so that was announced on Friday by the minister out at Elwick. So we've worked through the process, and we're going to be able to make a 6% increase starting from the 1st of February, and we'll consult with the codes during January, and determine how the best allocation will be, whether it'll be additional races or increases in prize money or increased amounts for certain feature races. But the key is it's sustainable and affordable, and it's putting money back into the industry to generate confidence and stimulate it. So we've got a great summer of racing. We've got an increase in stakes, and we've got the sales coming up. So it all bodes very, very well for racing in Tasmania.
Yeah, and those increases are keeping well ahead of inflation too. So the 6% in August, you've got 4% coming up in February and the next 4 years as well. So in the space of 5 years, we've got something like a 20% increase in prize money. So that's great for the owners and the trainers and the jockeys and everyone else involved in it.
That's right. So since 2018, with the 6% that was announced on Friday, we're up to an 18% increase.
Wow.
And we're certainly in a position to look very seriously at additional increases come the middle of the year, come July, August, which is traditionally where we announce increases. So, we're TAS Racing and the industry is positioned well to put additional funds into prize money. And as long as it is sustainable and affordable, then that's exactly what we're going to do. We don't want to be in a position where we announce an increase and then something happens and you got to claw it back. So we will ensure that any increases that get announced, one, we can afford it, the industry can afford it, and two, it can be sustained. Yep. So we just continue to give confidence.
Very important. Let's not forget that the industry, racing industry in Tasmania injects about over $100 million, $103 million a year, in fact, into the economy, and about 5,500 people directly employed, whether it's full-time or part-time as well. So it is an important part of our economy. Paul, it'd be very remiss of me if I didn't ask you about what the progress is with the relocation of Greyhounds and harness racing from Devonport. We know that's going to happen because showgrounds have been sold and the issues have been solved around that as well. But there's a bit of speculation about where it may go. I know you can't say too much at this stage, but where are we in the process?
Well, we're looking at sites. We held a meeting at Sprayton with industry participants on the 4th of December. And I was very pleased with that meeting. It was a very open, transparent discussion where the industry put forward a number of views and we're quite happy to listen and talk to them. Sprayton is certainly an option. There are certain operational and logistical issues there that need to be looked at. And then we also are looking at other options. So there's one in Latrobe that we're having a very close look at, and there's one or two others as well. But, where we are in terms of the timeline, we would like to be through the consultation process and working with the local council of wherever we end up in the northwest, so that we can look at putting a spade in the ground around June, July, and then it's a matter of full steam ahead with the construction. We have a hard exit date of the showgrounds in March 2022, so it's a tight timeline, and we will do the best to achieve that. But if there is a gap, we'll address it the same way we addressed when we shut Elwick down for 10, 11 months to renovate that, to rebuild the Elwick track. And we provided subsidies and compensation for trainers and for the horses to go elsewhere, and we'll do the same here.
Yeah, it's
about supporting the industry. It's about delivering on a great opportunity for racing to deliver good quality tracks for not only for racing but also from a welfare perspective. And it delivers another construction project on the northwest coast, which will benefit the northwest coast.
Yeah, indeed. And obviously, there's a lot to work through. We know it's definitely going to happen. The government have already said they're committed to helping fund that as well. So it's all very exciting over the next couple of years. Paul, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the summer racing carnival. I'm sure I'll catch up with you somewhere along the way. But thanks for your time this morning,
Martin. I look forward to it. Have a great Christmas and New Year.